Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota primaries are Tuesday, June 2nd. Yesterday, we talked with Minnehaha County Interim State's Attorney Crystal Johnson about how her office is responding to COVID-19 challenges. Johnson is on the ballot Tuesday. She has two challengers to that office, and we meet those challengers today. Paul Bangford is a Sioux Falls attorney with 28 years of private and public practice, including both criminal and civil law. He has 87 jury trials as a prosecutor. He was previously a deputy state's attorney for Minnehaha County, and he's currently an assistant city attorney for the city of Sioux Falls. Paul, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
I want to start out talking about leadership because, we have a statewide audience here, and across the state there are many, different people on the primary ballot. This is an office here in Minnehaha County, however, that was impacted by the departure of State's Attorney Aaron McGowan, and that story made statewide news with his prolonged absences and investigation into his conduct. So let's start, Paul, by talking about leadership coming in during a time of a pandemic, taking over this office and leading these attorneys. Tell me a little bit about how you would approach that challenge, because it's a really important transition right now.
Well, you are correct. It is a big challenge. I mean, the state's attorney's office is crucial to the community, protects the community in terms of its prosecutions. It needs to be fair and just to everyone who makes contact with it. The office not only handles criminal prosecutions, but juvenile delinquency, abuse, and neglect, and gives civil legal advice to all county entities, the highway department, the register of deeds, the treasurer, the county commissioner. And so leadership is important, and there is a mess that was in the state's attorney's office and continues to be there and needs to be cleaned up.
Where do you begin? And why are you the right person to do that? Yeah.
No, and thank you. And you went through a little bit of my biography, and so I'm not going to reiterate my experience and jury trials and all those kind of things. But here's where it begins. It is a public office that needs to be transparent. When you are the state's attorney, you spend a lot of time talking to judges and juries. Your credibility is crucial for the system to work effectively. And really, there's only three requirements to run for Minnehaha County State's Attorney. You need a law degree, you need to be licensed to practice law in South Dakota, and you need to be a Minnehaha County resident. So when you talk about what do you need to do to clean up the office, well, the first thing we need to do is look at the present situation. There are three candidates running for State's Attorney. I am the only one that actually lives in Minnehaha County. One of the candidates has lived in a house near Lenox that she owns for the last 11 years. The other candidate has a house in southern Lincoln County where he's lived for the last 7 years with his family. It is unfortunate because when we fill out a nominating petition for this job, we have to list our principal residence in Minnehaha County and sign a declaration before a notary that we're eligible to seek the office. One of the candidates has listed her brother's address, and the other candidate has listed an address of, I assume, his buddy on Southwestern Avenue. And so if you're going to clean up the office, the first thing you need to do is get the two ineligible candidates who don't live in Minnehaha County to admit that they don't live in Minnehaha County and that their declaration was false. You know, I actually went to the house where one of the candidates claims to live last night on Southwestern. And when I was there, I met with the tenant at that residence who said that she did not know the candidate who claims to live there, but she's sick of getting his mail because when you list a residence for candidacy, you get all sorts of flyers and those kind of things for different political products. And so the candidate or the individual I talked to last night not only agreed to put up my sign in her yard, but said, I've been trying to tell this candidate to quit getting mail at this residence because I don't want it anymore. And that candidate won't forward it to his actual residence.
So
I apologize. I know I sound very passionate about this, but I just.
Right. And it's certainly not something that, yes. It's certainly not something I can fact check here on the air. So, but are you saying, qualifications of where you live is you're leading with that because you believe there's an integrity issue here or a character issue that certainly was, we saw that with Aaron McGowan. There are many questions about his behavior, and is that why that would be the first thing that you would answer would be about, residents, because you feel that this is a character assessment that people need to understand. Do I understand you right?
Right. If you're able to, yeah, no, thank you. If you're able to or willing to give a false address to seek a job and defraud voters by doing so, then how can we trust you to clean up the office and to make sure that the office is running efficiently? And again, I apologize, and I know I'm passionate about this, but it's just very frustrating to me when people can't be honest about where they're living.
So tell us a little bit about your how your experience intersects with this leadership role as well. And what from private practice, from public practice, from criminal and civil law, from trial work, what do you think that is particularly pertinent to leadership of this office is, and these attorneys especially who'll be working for you? What do you pull from your past that you think will be particularly important for this job?
Yeah, no, and thank you for asking that. There's 30 lawyers currently in the state's attorney's office. 26 of them primarily do criminal prosecutions. Four of them are involved in civil work. I have the most jury trials of any candidate for the position. I've been a prosecutor for 15 of the 28 years that I've been a lawyer. And I also have a lot of civil experience. I've been in private practice. As you pointed out, for the last 9.5 years, I've been an assistant city attorney for Sioux Falls. And I'm the only candidate with any significant civil experience. When I left the state's attorney's office in 2010, there was one civil attorney. There's currently four, which shows how much that role has expanded. And based upon my experience, I believe I can lead that office and mentor the lawyers and staff that are there.
Paul Bengford, candidate for Minnehaha County State's Attorneys, any attorney, any final thoughts before I let you go?
Well, the final thought that I have is I will clean up the mess in the state's attorney's office, but I need the help of Republican voters on June 2nd to make sure the mess doesn't continue. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. We're talking today with candidates for Minnehaha County State's Attorney. Three candidates are vying to replace Aaron McGowan, who resigned last year after an investigation that included sexual harassment charges and prolonged absences from work. Our next candidate is Daniel Hagar. He served as a senior deputy for the Public Defender's Office in Minnehaha County and as a deputy state's attorney in Lincoln County. Now an assistant city attorney for Sioux Falls, where he manages the Human Relations Division and is the city's ADA coordinator, and he joins us now on the phone. Daniel, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Paul Bengford mentioned some concerns about where you live, and I'm going to let you address those in just a minute. But I want to start with the same question that I asked him, which is really a question about leadership, because interim state's attorney Crystal Johnson answered this question yesterday as well. When we look at what happened with Aaron McGowan and just sort of the public scrutiny of the Minnehaha County State's Attorney's Office, the person who takes his place permanently after this election has some work to do to rebuild public trust and confidence in the office itself. Tell us why you might be the right candidate to do that kind of job.
Yeah, and I appreciate that question. I think when you look at the position, it's important to remember that it is, it's an elected position. It's public service, transparency, accountability, communication. Those are things that I will value. It's things that you owe to the voters. And so when you're serving in that role, you need to remember that as we seek justice as a state's attorney's office, how do we make sure that we're bringing the community along with us and, working hard to keep their community safe and being an office that is accountable to them? And those are really things that I will value and prioritize. And I think that that's something that Minnehaha County wants and deserves.
You would be leading, were you elected in a time of crisis, in a time of the pandemic, and we've talked about increasing and failure to appear cases. There are challenges of keeping people safe while protecting public safety. Talk a little bit about crisis leadership and what the confidence that people will need to have to know those things are going forward, because that's those are essential services. They can't just stop because of a contagion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, COVID has certainly opened, you know, everyone's eyes to how do we do things? How do we keep important services going, you know, in times of crisis? You're absolutely right. The Human Relations Division with the City of Sioux Falls, one of our primary objectives is to investigate discrimination claims, you know, in employment, housing, various areas. And so that discrimination doesn't necessarily stop just because of a virus outbreak. And so I've been managing this division, and we've made sure that our services are still taking place. We're looking for creative ways to investigate those cases, creative ways to even simply get a signature, you know, from an individual on a document that we need. That's the same type of innovation that we're going to need to have in any business, and certainly in the state's attorney's office. You know, I think they've looked for ways to make sure that they continue to prosecute cases. They talk about the, you know, the failure to appear that are coming. You know, that's a reality. Trying to get those individuals to turn themselves in and help alleviate some of that sheriff's burden serving those warrants. It's you're going to have to be nimble, and I think I can bring that. I've always embraced technology. Even when I was working in Lincoln County prosecuting, we had switched to a digital case management system that would help us provide discovery faster and more efficiently. That's the type of changes that I would look to bring to that office. Just make sure that we're serving Minnehaha County in a way that is, you know, flexible, and also make sure that we're doing our work even when there are roadblocks that, you know, the world throws at you.
Candidate Paul Bangford said that he is the only candidate of the three of you who actually lives in Minnehaha County, which he said is a requirement. He mentioned visiting a house that someone gets your mail, and had some character issues there. I want to make sure we give you enough time to respond to that. It's a pretty direct statement about your character and where you live. So, first of all, where do you live?
Sure. Let me say this. I think that South Dakota voters don't like negative campaigning. I think they deserve better. And that can be Paul's main platform. I think he's mistaken about the law. I think the law says that you have to reside in Minnehaha County to hold the position. Certainly, I intend on complying with the law. I think that I've run a campaign that is focused on ideas and issues. I'm going to continue to do that. At the end of the day, I'm going to be proud of that campaign. I think that my supporters will be as well.
So do you live in Minnehaha County? Are you going to relocate to Minnehaha County? Is that part of the law as you interpret it, or do you not have to relocate? Help us figure out the details
of that. I would relocate to Minnehaha County.
If you win.
Yes.
You have worked as a public defender and a state's attorney. Tell us a little bit about the differences between the skills that you bring to each one of those roles.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, they're both criminal law. They're very different. My time serving as a senior deputy public defender really helped me grow and see just the personal side that the decisions coming from the state's attorney's office can have on an individual level. You know, you can see the impact that has on what are community members of Minnehaha County. I think that helped me become a better prosecutor. You know, certainly the prosecutor has a lot of power and a lot of decision-making power. And so just to remember to not make decisions, you know, based on anger, but justice, and to say, okay, you know, this is what is good for the community. This is what is good for the victims. This is what's justice for the defendant. And so I think that broader scope and that broader understanding has really set me up to serve as state's attorney and make sure that justice is done, because ultimately that's what that office needs to do. And, you know, that's the main requirement.
Before I let you go, Daniel, any final thoughts for voters who are heading into the primary on Tuesday?
Well, I would just ask for their vote. Again, I think that my background has shown one of service, integrity, and accountability, and that's what I would bring to that office. I look forward to Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you much for your time. We appreciate it.